This is CJ Hawk. I have explosive news regarding the 2021 NBA All-Star roster. Phoenix Sun All-Star Devin Booker was injured with a knee issue on Thursday's game against the Warriors and thus will back out of the Sioux Cities due to injury. So he will not take place in the three-point contest and the All-Star game. So Utah Jazz, longtime Memphis Grizzly, 14-year veteran, been in the league long time, deserved to make the All-Star game a number of times. Finally, our bully, Michael Conley Jr., has been named to the All-Star game. Finally, well-deserved. He deserved to go. This is a feel-good story for me and TJ Benny the Bull. We are very proud that he finally made it. And the Jazz have the best record, so they deserve to have three All-Stars. He joined Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert on the All-Star team. And I guess then that means that he'll be joining Team Durant. That makes sense, because that was what Devin Booker was on, so he'd be joining Team Durant. And then also that means Michael Conley Jr. is entering the three-point contest to take Devin Booker's spot as well, according to Adam Silver and Adrian Wojnarowski on ESPN. So CJ Hawk signing off, wanted to declare the amazing news that Michael Conley Jr., DJ Benny the Bulls, and I, boy, has finally made his just desserts, finally got his best opportunity to make the All-Star game, even though it was injury to an injury, but he made it, so we don't give a crap how he made it. Michael Conley Jr. is now an All-Star. He's in the 2021 All-Star game. Awesome to hear that. And just so happy. I need to go celebrate right now. So CJ Hawk signing off. Goodbye.
Welcome to the Blue Hawk Sports Show's 2021 NBA All-Star Extra, where we cover the Rising Stars roster, the NBA All-Star Game, Team LeBron, Team Durant rosters, the three-point contest predictions, dunk contest our predictions, the skills challenge our predictions, and then we end with a barrel of laughs. So let's go to it right now with the Rising Stars Team United States and team, the international team rosters, world team is what it's called. I'll start with the USA team, and then DJ Benny Bull will take charge with the world roster. All right. On the United States roster, first, the Charlotte Hornets, rookie sensation, son of LaVar Ball, and brother of Lonzo and LiAngelo Ball, LaMelo Ball. The LaMelo Ball, who, according to pundits and media, is already the best Ball brother in the NBA. He's already passed Lonzo and LiAngelo. And based on what I've seen from him, I'd say he probably is better than Lonzo already. That's my opinion. Then the next on the roster, the Timberwolves, number one overall pick from the University of Georgia, Anthony Edwards.
Ooh, exciting.
Then the man, the legend, underrated in my opinion. I thought the Bulls should have drafted him, but they didn't. That is Sacramento Kings rookie Tyrese Haliburton. And a quick disclaimer, he's on my fantasy league roster, so I appreciate him even more because he's been so good for my fantasy team all year. So thank you, Tyrese, for your valued contribution on game stats. Fourth, he has been called a hero. He's been in some trade rumors of late for the South Beach Miami Heat, Tyler Hero. Then the Atlanta Hawks. I think he's not a rookie, right? Is this his second year?
Yes, this will be, he's 1 year in.
Right. And that is Mr. Hunter himself, DeAndre Hunter, who has been hunting shots for the Hawks, hoping to get them past the basement where they are stuck right now. Then, I apologize to this man, but I don't know him, and that is Keldon Johnson.
Hawks first year.
Then, the Memphis Grizzlies sensation, the reigning rookie of the year, Ja Morant, who's already one of my favorite players in the NBA in his second year. Next, we just watched him a few days ago take on the Chicago Bulls, and that is Denver Nuggets second year player, Michael Porter Jr. Then, you know him, you love him. He's been all over the media, all over Nike, all over the world, all over the international, and that is Zion Williamson, who is also an All-Star, too. So he made the Rising Star roster and the NBA All-Star roster.
He's this year's Luka in that sense.
And I'm a big fan of Zion already. I really like him. Finally.
Very likable.
The seven-footer. He is the new cornerstone in the paint for the Golden State Warriors, and that is University of Memphis product, James Wiseman.
The rookie has arrived.
And now for Team World, brought to you by GG Benny the Bull.
Here is the World Team roster first from the Miami Heat. Now list off where they were studying at, where their alma mater / home country, prior to NBA and home country. So, from the Miami Heat, we have Precious Achiuwa. And he is a rookie from Memphis, and he resides in Nigeria. Next, from Virginia Tech University, he comes out of Canada, representing Canada from the New Orleans Pelicans, Nickeil Alexander Walker, who's in his second year in the league. Next, we have from Maccabi Tel Aviv University, by way of Israel, representing the Washington Wizards, we have Denny Avdija, 6'9 forward, who is another rookie. Next is someone who could easily have made the All-Star roster, if not last year, then this year. One of his teammates, indeed, can say he's earned it. Yet, in his second year, is from Duke, representing Canada and the New York Knicks, RJ Barrett. I actually didn't recall that he was from Canada. He's Canadian. Next, from the Denver Nuggets, we have Facundo Campaso, the guard. He is brand new. He's a rookie. And he comes out of Argentina and originally in Real Madrid, his alma mater. Next is Barrett's fellow Canadian in his second year, forward, Ja Morant's teammate of the Memphis Grizzlies, and that is Brandon Clark, who, like CJ mentioned, is in his fantasy league. Next is another second-year athlete in the league, And he is another Canadian coming out of Arizona State, representing your Oklahoma City Thunder, is Luke Wentz Dort. Next, this is someone who's one of my favorites right now. Don't always get to see him, as we do face the Bulls face from time to time. Yet he's been out for a while, recent return. Glad that he made this, yet there's not going to be a formal game for this. Possibly something separate down the line, I could see. Maybe something similar, like the horse challenge. And so back to this second year where of Japanese descent. He's representing the land of the rising sun from Gonzaga forward of the Washington Wizards, Rui Hachimura. Next comes from France, and from also came from Asvel University, the rookie of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Dort's teammate, the Theo Maladone. And finally, in his second year from Kentucky, he is another representative of Canada, guard from the Golden State Warriors, Mikal Mulder, who I don't know very well yet. GS Dubs being one of my favorite teams, I'd be intrigued what he will do. Similar to a wise man. That is your 2000 Rising Stars roster. Again, there's not going to be any competition contest going on this year for formerly known as the sophomore game. I'm looking forward to what will bring in the future for all these. And I gotta say that there's a few that have well earned their way to, besides Zion, who's already All-Star roster, definitely are deserving on being an All-Star. So let's get a little bit of opinion on this.
Are you ready to move on to the Team LeBron, Team Durant next?
All right, we're back on this special extra for NBA All-Star, and here is the All-Star game roster. And as y'all have heard from last episode, last two, we went over the different All-Star draft pool. And now, as of yesterday, Thursday, the 4th, we have your official drafted players. And I have Team Durant. And so Durant, despite being injured, he will not compete in the game itself, although he will be able to, you know, watch from the stands and be able to draft. So that's what he did. In my opinion, humbly, I thought that, you know, that the keys should have went to Giannis. That was not to be. I guess that's fair, you know. So without further ado, here we go with Team Durant. Durant chose under starters. Starting five, we begin with Bradley Beal of the Washington Wizards. Next was Giannis's first overall pick last year, I remember. And as from the Philadelphia 76ers, Joel the Process Embiid. Next, of the Brooklyn Nets, one of their franchise guys. That is Kyrie, 11 Irving. Next, representing the Los Angeles Clippers is Kawhi the Claw, Leonard. Next, from the Boston Celtics, he caps off the starters. And we have Jason Tatum, the face for Boston. And then for backups, for reserves, we have a very talented pool. It's going to start off with one player that made it, was drafted same time, yet he is out injured, similar to Captain Durant. That is Chicago native and Los Angeles Lakers star Anthony Davis. Next, we have officially playing, and he got in very surprisingly. We shouldn't be surprised that he's in yet. It was a shock when he was snubbed. Without further ado, from the Phoenix Suns, we have Devin Booker. Next, we have someone that, you know, you call crybaby coming up from the Rockets. Oh, I want to be traded, you know, creating controversy around, you know, the Rockets and finally getting, you know, wanting out. Yet he finds his way into another after a short return. And that is from the Brooklyn Nets, James Harden. Next is Chicago's favorite son of the Chicago Bulls, our guy, Zach LaVine. I say those words very proudly. As the next person, he's known as Spida, representing the Utah Jazz, Donovan Mitchell. Next, the New York Knicks is Julius Randle. First time ever making it to the roster. Next, from the, and I credit with the Dallas Mavericks, is Nikola Vucevic.
You mean Orlando Magic?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. Orlando, excuse me, the Orlando Magic, correct, is Vucevic. And then finally, we have the guy that we mentioned. He was on the Rising Stars roster. He was part of it last year as well. And he finds himself into first-time All-Star, as he has earned, representing the New Orleans Pelicans, number one, Zion Williamson.
All right, Team LeBron. We have Team LeBron. No one's injured on this roster, so all these people will play in the game.
That was really smart of him.
And starting off, first pick for LeBron is last year's captain for the East, Giannis, the Milwaukee Bucks sensation superstar, one of the best players in the NBA. Then Steph Curry, who's still going strong for the Warriors and a great choice. Then we have Dallas Mavericks superstar, the young lad, Luka Doncic, the Dallas Mavericks star. Then we have DJ Benny the Bull, one of his favorites for the Denver Nuggets, Nikola, the Joker, Jokic. That rounds out the starting five. Then for reserves, we have first-time All-Star Boston Celtics, part of the big duo over there, Jaylen Brown. Then we have PG-13, Paul George. Then we have the Frenchman, the man some people blame for acting dumb back a year ago, Utah Jazz center, Rudy Gobert. Then Portland Trailblazers star, one of my favorites, Damian Lillard. We have CP3, Chris Paul, 11-time All-Star. Then we have a substitution, so this is the person who's replacing Durant, who's out due to injury, and that is Domantas Sabonis, the Gonzaga product for the Indiana Pacers. He's one of my favorites, too, really going strong in his first 3 years in the league. And finally...
His father actually...
Yeah, he played.
Former NBA legend, player legend. And I just recently heard, reminded him.
Finally, the last one, the former Rookie of the Year, the former LSU product, the former player from Australia, and that is Philadelphia 76ers. One of the best players on the team, besides Joel Embiid, is Ben Simmons.
I'll be remiss if I didn't mention the reason why we got so many stars next to the representing for Team Durant is because Durant, again, isn't playing. And so Jason Tatum of the Celtics is named as his replacement. He will be the captain, technically, as he'll be starting for Durant.
And that concludes our All-Star Game LeBron Durant rosters. Coming up next is a good challenge in the name, the Skills Challenge.
We're back again, and we have some big key takeaways that I want to mention after following this All-Star event. So first, it goes to Team LeBron, and that he has in Steph Curry and Luka Doncic point guard advantage. That will they actually recently squared off the lead guards for the Warriors and the Mavs, respectively. So yeah, also with the Brooklyn 1-2-3, they have Jason Tatum and Joel, representing that end of the spectrum. And then truce or consequences for Clippers swingman Paul George, PG-13, and Blazers guard Dame Lillard. They'll team up after years of heated, sometimes personal rivalry. So that will be very intriguing. And then, for the first time ever, I believe, in history, LeBron and Curry are teammates at last. And on top of that, LeBron and Giannis are teammates at last. Like I mentioned earlier, the point of them, battling for MVP and also being rivals in terms of being team captains the last few years is definitely very interesting. And then last is the best two centers will square off. So we have the project, the process, Embiid, and the Joker, Jokic. They're on opposite All-Star squads, and this will make for a very imposing matchup in the middle, so we shall enjoy that. So switching gears, we have the fun festivities taken away. CJ, huh?
All right, in chronological order, starting off with the Skills Challenge, the Taco Bell Skills Challenge, and I like how they did it this way, because this is what's supposed to be skills, 3-point dunk, and then the game, and that's how it usually always goes.
The halftime.
Yeah.
I do also notice something very interesting is that they chose majority of the challenge / contest they have for this year is most of them are.
I think they all are. Oh, except Covington, but.
And I feel like that's the whole, bubble mentality. They want to put, so many new, players on once, since they're doing, pod-like scheduling right already for this year. So
yeah, because
shocked. Yeah, and we get to see, you know, double the action for many of these All-Stars.
Because besides the dunk contest participants, who are all like rookies and stuff, and then Covington, the rest are all All-Stars in the skills and free point. So now. But they mentioned Covington on this article. I don't know if it's the reason they chose him. I mean, he's a fine player, of course. They mentioned that he went to a historical black college to raise money for that. So maybe they wanted a guy who went to a historical black college there.
Yeah. That could be it.
And
so, yeah, I knew that all this is taking place the same day. So,
right.
Different festivities, contests taken under the same roof, same day, same arena. And so this will happen prior to the tip-off All-Star game. So that's basically the lead-in. And it's at 5:30 TNT. Let's name up participants.
All right. First, for the Taco Bell Skills Challenge roster, the participants, these six players we have. First, from the Portland Trailblazers, former Philadelphia 76er, Robert Covington, who we mentioned went to Tennessee State, which is a historical black university, and he is 6'7", forward, known for versatile defense and spot-up shooting ability. Next, we have Dallas Mavericks star we've already mentioned, Luka Doncic, will be a starter in the All-Star game, and is already, like they mentioned, one of the best players already at 22 years old. Then we have CP3, Chris Paul, who's probably done this a million times already, I wouldn't be surprised. We're making All-Star appearance number 11.
This time as a Phoenix Sun.
Right, not a Clipper or a Hornet.
Never saw that coming.
Then we have New York Knicks All-Star, first one in forever, their best player, Julius Randle. Then we have
Knicks forward.
Knicks forward. Then we have Indiana Pacers superstar Domantas Sabonis, second straight All-Star team. And finally, the Orlando Magic big man, the big center, one of my favorites in the league, Nikola Vukovic. And I want to call out this offer for this article. The disrespect for Vukovic is unbelievable. He wrote a first-time All-Star, which is fake news. This is his second All-Star appearance. So get it right, SB Nation, get it right.
Yeah, exactly. It's because, it's a foreign name.
Yeah, it's foreign.
Create controversy. I don't know on purpose or not.
It's probably an accident, of course. It's an accident, I bet, but still. And finally, they chose CP3 to win, but I will not be choosing Chris Paul to win. I am going to say that an upset pick. I want to be risky. I don't want to say Chris Paul because that's the easy choice that he'll win. I'm going to say that Domantas Sabonis wins it. I'm going to go with him.
I'm very torn, actually. All very good choices. This is All-Star, you know, just like exhibition. I like to see them just facing one another, though. I wanted to pick Covington. I'm going to go with Nick Nacker, Julius Randle.
That's a good choice. I was going to choose him, like, maybe.
Yeah. I do feel like he's a dark horse, just like, you know, Vukovic will be.
Yeah, Vukovic is a dark horse.
You know, I mean, that's a bonus. Patrick and, you know, CP3 have been, you know, playing really well lately. So, I'm pick someone that, you know, Randall's also been too, though. He hasn't been involved in All-Stars much at all, right? So, I'm going to go with, you know, someone like Randall to win. I'm going to go with Julius Randall. And this is a reminder, if you haven't seen before, this is obstacle course competition.
Yeah.
Perhaps the most fun out of the three contests. And this test plays dribbling, passing, agility, three-point shooting skills as well. So an all-in-one very versatile competition.
Oh, is the dinner? All right, DJ Variable, let's move on to the three-point contest. And the roster, the participants for the 2021 three-point contest held at 7:30 Central Time, or 5:30, whatever time it is, are first, Steph Curry. He's made this team many times, been on the three-point contest multiple times, and has won. Next, Jaylen Brown. He made 38% of his threes on 6 attempts per game. Then his teammate, Jason Tatum. Second All-Star appearance. His percentage numbers and points numbers have dipped, but he's still making a respectable 37% on threes. Next, 2018 three-point contest champion, Devin Booker. All-star for the second straight year. Then we have Chicago Bulls superstar, best player on the Bulls, one of our favorites in the league, Zach Moneymaker LaVine. The 26-year-old making his first All-Star appearance.
Sriracha.
He's shooting 43% from three-point range. And finally, one of our favorites, Utah Jazz legend, Donovan Mitchell.
Spider.
Second All-Star appearance.
Indeed. I see him going forward. All-Star being involved with All-Star for many years, just like the same thing the announcers have said about Jason Tatum. So far, he has. And the rules for and how the three-point contest will work is that there's two rounds. It's a timed shooting contest, and of course, takes place in one night. And so this will happen at 5:30, like you said, local time. And so, make the threes, and just a very intriguing set. You mentioned 2018 book, how D-Book won.
That's who they chose. SB Nation chose Booker.
That's right. And then 2019 was Joe Harris on the Nets. And then last year,
Buddy Hield,
Sacramento King, one of our guys, right?
Who actually beat Booker in the final shot to win.
That's right. I wasn't as familiar with that, you know, didn't see much action from the Kings during that time, so I didn't quite know, yet now I know. It makes up very intriguing. And before we continue, last year's, I'm surprised that he didn't at least get into this contest for the skills contest. Is challenge is Bam Adebayo.
Well, like you mentioned, most of these guys are all-stars already, so to cut down on, like, stuff, so maybe that's why.
Right, yeah, and the fact that Adebayo's not even in this year's, at all, is quite the snub, in which we'll get into in a little bit.
And SB Nation shows Booker, and CJ Hawk is going to choose as the free throw contest winner. I need to support this man. He's underrated in the league. And that is, my champion will be Zach LaVine.
As much as I love Steph Curry, everyone else feels like the enemy here. I am going to stick with our boy, the exalted, the superstar, moneymaker, the machine, future legend. He's already done legendary maneuvers for our city, and that is the Bulls, and Zach LaVine as well. I'm
And those are the participants for the three-point contest. And also a little bit of background about it. They have the classic, you know, the classic NBA ball. Then they have the striped ball, which is worth 2 points. And they have the money, the Mountain Dew ball, which is worth 3 points.
That's correct. Yeah, that's the most exciting part, is being able to, like, test it. You know, not able to always get, you know, the 3 points. It's like, all right, the best of the best put together. How many can you really make? Right?
And very excited for the three-point contest. Now we move on to the halftime performance during the All-Star Game at halftime, the dunk contest. And this year there are only 3 participants for some reason. Usually there's like 4, or there used to be like 8. It depended on the year. But
yeah, last year it was only 4.
Yeah, it's been 4 lately.
Derrick Jones Jr., of the Miami Heat.
Boo.
Won last year. And
he didn't deserve it.
You know, Superman Howard. That is a new team.
And
Hawks legend as well. He was involved.
Yeah.
I was excited to see him. And we would be remiss if we don't mention the dominance of a Bulls legend, and that is New York Nick. He last played for the New York Knicks. That is Bulls legend Nate Robinson, who won back in 09 and 010. And as I mentioned, Superman Howard, who was in the Atlanta Magic at the time, won in 2008. So he made a return, you know, last year. I was happy to see that. And another mention is, I didn't know that they could do this, or the way that the formatting was in 2014 for the East. The East won, so PG-13, Terrence Ross, and John Wall.
They did that, yeah. I remember that one.
They won. I was trying to remember what the reason was.
They wanted to change it up, so they did like a team dunk, just like 3 people on each team or whatever, like that style.
There you go. Which is funny because Ross, who was at Toronto Raptors at the time, went into the year before. So then the year after, and the year after that, in 2015 and 2016, our very own, he was at the Minnesota Timberwolves at the time, and that is Zach LaVine. So it's 2-time dunk champion. So I am very proud. What about different rumors, or how, you know, the media always wants LaVine to come back to participating in the dunk contest?
They always did, but I think his responses were totally fine. He said he didn't want to go until he made like an All-Star game again, and he made one now, right. So
yeah, his time is you know, he wants to sink his teeth into other competitions and you know, hoping to make All-Star. And I was very intrigued, like, just listening to his interview yesterday. First he was surprised by his, you know, mom and dad and everything, and we'll focus on him a little bit later. But he's moving on, and I wouldn't like fault him. He's won it already, so like you said, he has nothing more to prove in that element. So let's get back into this year.
Yep. We have 3 participants, and starting off first is from Dayton University, part of the New York Knicks. And that is teammate of Julius Randle, Obi Toppin. He won the Naismith Award as top player in college last year at Dayton, was the 8th overall pick. The 6'9 big man is a slow start to his rookie year, but known at Dayton for high flying rim attacks. Second, we have Anfernee Simmons from the Portland Trailblazers, third year of the Blazers. He skipped the NBA. I mean, not NBA, he skipped college. He went to the IMG Academy. the 6 feet guard, only 2 dunks at all this season, but on his YouTube account has been known to get up for dunks. And finally, from Duke on the Indiana Pacers, 5-star recruit, was drafted 54th overall by the Pacers last year, is Cassius Stanley. And I've watched some of his dunks on Duke website before, so I know his dunks. And SB Nation chose Cassius Stanley as their pick to win, and that's who I'm going with too.
For me, I am going to go with I'm not all that familiar with I've heard of more about Topin.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the third person, that is Anthony Simmons.
Well, that would be smart if you chose him, because he's the least likely to win, so you'd be like a legend if you got it right.
He said it for a reason, guys and gals, in-betweens and all. You'll see. No, if he's second, I wouldn't be mad. Yeah. He was able to exceed.
And that's the end of the festivities. Before we get to the end, we want to go over some quick all-star snubs that we have in mind.
Yeah, we know the rules for the slam dunk contest.
Yeah, very, very easy.
Yeah, it's a 2-round competition. 3 competitors perform 2 dunks each. 5 judges score each dunk on a 6-10 scale, rating maximum score of 50 and minimum 30. And then 2 players with the highest combined score for the 2 dunks, they will advance to the next final round. So in other words, they'll face off one another. We'll do 1 dunk each, of course, and the winner will be determined by the judges' choice. Typically, there's 3 or 4 that will pick it. And instead of the score, the judges will choose the winner by raising a card that has Dunker's name on it. That is your Slam Dunk contest rules.
All right. For All-Star snubs, I was thinking that we could each choose 3 players we thought were snubs and then conclude it there. So to say like LeBron James or whatever, and then like that they just choose 3 that you think were snubbed.
Oh, are we on?
We're still on, yeah, because why not?
Why not? Of course, yeah, we've been talking about this last month or so, but since the reveal of who's been snubbed. So we have consensus on a few, you know, certain Western Conference star that, you know, they don't believe or look at him as such, especially since, you know, he's obviously not in. So our favorite event, we each have our favorites for the contest, not the game itself. Right? Yeah, my favorite is the 3-point contest.
My favorite's the 3-point contest, too.
I'd say a close second would be the skills challenge.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the dunk contests because sometimes they're fun, but
yeah. Well, since it's condensed, you know, this last few years hasn't been as exciting, especially, you know, what happened the last few years too. So it's definitely a sight spectacle. So, and then if we had a favorite dunks of all time during the dunk contest
today? I'll go with one I remember on top of my head is Blake Griffin's one where he dunked over the Kia like 10 years ago. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah. I'm trying to determine which one of them was. I believe it was Aaron Gordon who
Oh, yeah.
Eric Van Dyke over Celtic Taco Fall.
That one was a good one.
Last year. That was a good one. That one's bad. To be. And, I mean, any of Zach Levine's.
You know, yeah, was I was just, gonna say any of his.
He was just a monster out there, in a good way, of course. Like, just, he gets hops, and during the conference call, the media, he said, you know, I wanna, especially, you know, during the season, they're still playing, right, regular games, and right now it's all-star break starting as of yesterday. Going out the weekend, so no games. He did say that, you know, I wanna save my legs for, you know, those games I got, you know, in the next few weeks. And, of course, for the All-Star game, which, you know, he knows that, you know, no guarantee that, you know, he was happy that he got into it. So, yeah, that's smart, you know, because dunks do require, you know, a lot of power, strength from, you know, a lot from your legs and feet. So I don't fault him for that.
Okay, transitioning.
And then, yes, transition. How about before we get to our stumps, we do who our five favorite players who made the All-Star game as a whole?
Well, I guess I can go first.
Sure.
My favorites, in no particular order, this is just like five who come to mind. I don't have like a 1 through 5 order, but I'd say Zach LaVine, for sure. He's one of my favorites for many reasons. Many reasons I have stated in the past on this show. And I would also say already Zion's one of my favorites already. I really like him a lot. Then I would say Luka. He's one of my favorites.
Two more.
I would say Joel Embiid.
Sure.
And
despite the claim of Ben Simmons being the better of the two overall.
And then if I say I don't know. I guess I'd say Giannis.
That's for sure. Yeah. I'll dive into mine. And my five in no particular order. For sure, we're going to start with Zach LaVine. I've said. And then next would be Giannis. Antetokounmpo. The Greek Freak. And next would be Damian Lillard. I was afraid that he might not, you know, make it. It wouldn't make sense, you know.
If he didn't, actually, I was going to call.
Yeah, I believe there's the 1 year where he was snubbed.
He's been snubbed multiple times.
Multiple times, too. So that's the reason, you know, it's probably for, you know, one of my favorites. And then next, I'm going to go with... is Steph Curry. The fact that, you know, we wouldn't be surprised that he made it yet. He's finally returned, you know, from, you know, the madness and the hardship, and made his way as he, you know, he missed last year, and it's not the same without him. So, you know, I'm happy that, you know, he's able to. I think it's amazing to see him back full gear. And that was four.
That
I mentioned. And then last,
LeBron.
Absolutely not. He's a given. Last would be Wizard Bradley Beal. That's it. Yeah, finally done him to return to it as he should. I thought it was real close that he wouldn't make it, and so I'm real happy that he actually did.
All right. Are you ready to transition to our all-star snubs? Choose three people you think were snubbed.
Yes. Chandler Hutchinson.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, why didn't he make it? He only played like two games, but he deserved it.
He has a good look, though.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Fun loving.
Okay, I guess I'll go with my first pick first.
Let's go.
And if the person said by, like, if I say name and you think it was the same one you had, we can just say it's consensus.
Sure.
My first one is Sacramento Kings superstar from the University of Kentucky, already one of my top 15, 20 players in the NBA, and that is De'Aaron Fox. He's averaging 22.3 points per game, 7 assists, 3.2 rebounds, 4-4 guard. And they claim the reason he probably didn't make it was the Sacramento Kings are crap. Probably the biggest obstacle to his first year appearance.
Excellent. I'll pick one at first. That is Bucks. Chris Middleton.
Consensus.
Huge sigh. Huge sigh on that one. And he was part of the roster last year. And so that is quite surprising. He's the most consistent player, quite possibly outside of Giannis, you know, especially when Giannis is not there. I would say he's the best of the best in Milwaukee. And he's just in the year before that, you know, he was an all-star. And so I'm kind of shocked that he was left out this year. And he's been in NBA since 2012. And so he's definitely been, you know, the up and up. He's not like a Luka or Zion. I mean, you could say that, you know, they're all three very good, you know.
They mentioned that here for Middleton. They mentioned he didn't have a sexy name or fanfare, so that probably hurt him.
Yeah. Yeah, perhaps Bledsoe would have had a better chance. I mean, he's not.
My next one would be this guy is on the Philadelphia 76ers, and that would be Tobias Harris. I think he was subbed. He's having a career year, best year in the NBA. Would have been his first All-Star appearance. But they claim here the East was too powerful, too sexy, too many good players, so he was snubbed.
My next one will be Bam Adebayo for the Miami Heat. Not even, you know, in as a reserve. He was in last year. I'm surprised that, you know, even, you know, being in the finals last season, didn't get in there. And it might have to do with the, you know, record, you know, somehow for the Heat. Who knows? I voted for him, actually. Even the fact that he was involved in the contest, like I said earlier, was quite surprising. He definitely was proud.
And my final pick, final third one I think was snubbed, was New Orleans Pelicans forward Brandon Ingram. He's averaging 23.9 points per game. He was All-Star last year. And they mentioned here the Pelicans' slow start made it hard to have more than one All-Star, let alone two in the loaded West.
Yeah, we'll have some honorary mentions as well.
Sure.
Generally, I'm torn on this one. I say especially, you know, since winning MVP during the before, you know, the Eastern Conference MVP, and that is Miami Heat superstar, former Bull, Jimmy Buckets Butler. So Jimmy Butler, you know, he was All-Star last year and has been so with Zach LaVine being All-Star this year, like the first time that Bull made the roster since Jimmy Butler, so that is a very interesting stat. And yeah, Butler has been since 2015. He missed 2019, and like I said, he was All-Star last year. So I'd say he's one of the biggest snubs this year, and cannot put my finger on to why. I was just still in shock.
And some honorary mentions, honorable mentions for me before we end this 2021 All-Star Game Extra episode are, I would probably have to say, Michael Conley Jr. His numbers aren't great. 16.6 points per game, 5.6 rebounds. And he didn't get enough voting from the coaches. It didn't wow them. But he is on the Jazz, who have the best record in the West. And they are deserving of free All-Stars of Gobert, Mitchell, and Conley Jr.
Right. Originally, it was going to be D-Book that I was going to miss. Yeah, he made it at the last minute.
I would have said Sabonis, but he made it too.
Yeah, replacement for AD. Yeah, that's right. Conley is also listed. Middleton, like you said. Also, how about, you know, RU's perhaps been one of the best, not the best, right now on the Raptors. That is Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, I was going to mention him as an honorable mention.
That's right. Yeah, he's been was originally undrafted bench warmer, the best of the bench, just like the Bulls were during the D-Rose era. And so, yeah, big city connection right there. You know, just overcoming, exceeding expectations. Yeah, it's going to be another year. I missed that. He's a bright spot for the Raptors. I guess, you know, the late push wasn't enough. There's some numbers. In February, last month, he averaged 21.4 points. 4.1 rebounds, 6.6 assists, 1.6 steals, and really 59.8% true shooting percentage. So, how about another one? I also included him in my notes, and that is, if you don't have another one.
The last one I would have said probably would have been Trae Young. That was my last one, probably.
Trae Young? All right, for me, let's have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, CJ Hawks' boy.
Yeah, he's good. I didn't know his numbers were that good.
The three-headed point guard monster. Clear cut, number one option for them. As said, we're not surprised. This was very predictable. You know, still developing, so 22 years old at the same time, you know. That's older than a Ja Morant. So he is at 62% true shooting. So, I guess he's one of those, again, his name is cool, yet, you know, the media, you know, doesn't have that sexy name, you know, to him. You mentioned Fox, Trae Young. Yeah, how about Trae Young? He was about last year. He was part of the three-point contest last year as well. And the Rising Stars, was that correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he was part of a lot last year. Yeah, he was. I remember because Zion was breaking glasses with his dunks and not allowing it. Trae Young was in the middle of it, passing it and all. And yeah, what can you say? Yeah, 60.8% true shooting average. Opponents find it hard to keep them off the free throw line, and also, I mean, the Hawks with their record, I guess, haven't had an even season.
Yeah, they've been bad.
Similar to how the Bulls were last year, I would say. And Jurek Sabonis made it in. He's their injury replacement for Nets forward Kevin Durant. How about Gordon Hayward? I know he's out.
Too loaded.
Too loaded.
I mean, he's fine, but if somebody like in the East, like Chris Middleton, didn't go, then Gordon Hayward doesn't deserve to go.
How about DeMar DeRozan?
Yeah, his numbers are fine, but as I said, for the East, I think there was no way he's getting in.
Hasn't been since 17,
18. Yeah, he used to make it a lot with Kyle Lowry, but they haven't been.
When it was the guy, Raptors. As you mentioned already, Tobias Harris. And then some honorable mentions, according to CBS Sports, is our guy, or this one will be a subconsensus. We already mentioned Ingram. This is Pistons' Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, his numbers have been really good. I would probably say he was close to about. I don't know if I'd have him in the All-Star game, but I would say, like, bubble snub. Like, he could have been considered a snub.
And a few more.
But his team's so bad that it hurt him.
Christian Wood.
His team is really bad, so he wasn't going to go.
And you can argue these two could take the top spot. I'm happy that, you know, one of them is in Rising Stars, though. Next is our guy, Ja Morant.
I think if he played more games, I would have him, but he was injured for a long time.
And then last, I believe he is probably top three, like, biggest, even though we didn't name him. Perhaps I should have named him, is Portland Trailblazer CJ McCollum.
Well, yeah, I guess I could have seen him in the All-Star game, but I think both rosters were too loaded for a lot of these guys.
That's right, yeah. It's always good to have that, you know, that's the case. There's always more stars, All-Stars, than less. And so there's always going to be more than needed.
Well, I think it's a good time to end this right now because I got to go do some stuff. But thank you for listening to our 2021 NBA All-Star Game Extra episode. CJ Hawk and DJ Benny the Bull signing off. Okay.